Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inianunsyo ng pamahalang New South Wales ang $28 million na pondo para sa pagpapalakas sa mga multicultural na komunidad sa estado. Ang naturang pondo ay gagamitin para sa mga inisyatiba kabilang ang mga serbisyo para sa wika at pagsasalin, mga festival at cultural events, at pagtatatag ng isang bagong Religious Communities Advisory Council. Ayon sa gobyerno ng New South Wales, ang naturang package ay bilang tugon sa mahalagang papel na ginampanan ng mga multicultural na komunidad at iba't ibang reliyon sa panahon ng COVID-19 pandemic. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat. Sa lugar ng Eastwood sa Sydney, inihayag ng gobyerno ng New South Wales ang pondo para sa mga multicultural na komunidad ng estado. Bilang bahagi ng inilabas na state budget nitong nagdaang linggo, naglaan ang New South Wales government ng dagdag na $28 million para sa mga multicultural services para sa susunod na dalawang taon. Ani NSW Premier Dominic Perrottet, ito ay triple ng pagpopondo ng gobyerno.
Our community here in New South Wales is incredibly rich and diverse. Our multicultural communities play an important role in enabling our great society here in our state to flourish. And I want to thank our leaders for everything they do in not just promoting their culture, but in allowing everyone across our state to enjoy it. And that richness, I think, is what makes our society the best place to live, to work, to run a business, and raise a family.
Kasama sa package ang $16 million para dagdagan ang mga serbisyo ng pagsasalin o translation para sa mga mensahe at impormasyon mula sa gobyerno na mahalaga para sa mga komunidad. $10 milyong naman ay ilalaan para sa pagsuporta sa mga pagdiriwang o mga festivals at mga cultural events, habang $2 milyong ay para sa pakipag-ugnayan ng komunidad at reliyon. Sinabi ng Minister for Multiculturalism, Mark Kaur, kasama rin sa package ang pagbuo ng isang bagong Religious Communities Advisory Council.
This will ensure that our religious and faith-based and religious institutions will have a voice around the table, strengthening on the wonderful work that we've done already, ensuring that our religious and faith-based community groups have that voice around the table to ensure that they are listened to as well.
Hinirang na paunang pinuno ng bagong council ang dating Deputy Police Commissioner na si Nick Caldas, na gumaganap din sa parehong tungkulin sa Multicultural Advisory Board.
Communities across the board in New South Wales have had a rough couple of years. Floods, fires, COVID, and I think community cohesion and harmony has never been more important. And I look forward to playing a small part in that as we go forward with all of this.
Una sa kanyang mga gagawin ay suriin ang seguridad na nakapalibot sa mga lugar ng pananampalataya, gaya na lamang ng mga moske at simbahan.
In relation to security, we're simply going to advise the government about what the communities are feeling on the ground. And if there are issues that are bubbling along, we hope to take a longer term view as well. If we can build a stronger dialogue or narrative or discussion between government and the communities, I think it's better for everyone, obviously. If they feel they're being heard and their concerns are being acted on and listened to, we're halfway there.
Si Darren Bark ay mula sa New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Anya, nasaksihan ng kanyang komunidad ang pagtaas ng mga kaso ng antisemitism o diskriminasyon sa mga Hudyo.
We have seen a rise in antisemitism. We have seen a rise in hate-based vitriol, speech and actions. And it's really important that no matter who you are, no matter what faith, no matter what background, that you can interact with society, that you can interact with your faith-based institutions and feel comfortable and not have to think twice about whether or not they're going to be safe walking to that institution or participating in it.
Halos pareho ito ng kwento mula sa Pangulo ng Australian National Imams Council na si Imam Shadi Al-Sulaiman.
Within the Muslim community, especially post-Christchurch and what happened in New Zealand, which is not far away from us, there has been a rise of concerns within faith-based institutions, mosques, Islamic center schools. So obviously the safety and the security of religious institutions is a serious concern for us and for the Muslim community.
Inihayag ng NSW ang naturang pagpopondo matapos ng mahalagang papel na ginampanan ng mga leader ng iba't ibang reliyon at multicultural communities sa panahon ng COVID-19 pandemic para ipaabot sa kanilang mga komunidad ang mga mensahe kaugnay ng kalusugan. Labis na binatikos ang pamahalang estado sa naging pagtrato nito sa ilang mga postcodes o mga lugar base sa mga pinagmulang kultura ng mga nakatira doon kasama na ang mga dating ipinatupad na COVID-19 lockdown. Ipinagtanggol naman ni Premier Dominic Perrottet ang naging pagtugon ng kanyang pamahalaan sa nabanggit na issue. Sinabi niya na malapitan itong nakipagtulungan sa mga komunidad para mapanatili ang kaligtasan ng mga tao.
And I want to particularly thank our multicultural communities across New South Wales because over the last 2 years, they have played a crucial role in keeping people safe during the pandemic. And whether it's been through translation services, advocacy, advisory, it has been a combination of all of those things and great work with the New South Wales government, which has really helped our entire state get through the last 2 years.
Yan ang ulat na binuo ni Claire Slattery para sa SBS News na isinalin at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod sa wikang Filipino. Ako si Ana Limvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.